This is Chione Sojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Monday, August 8, 2016. Zimbabwe commemorates Heroes Day at a time when war veterans of the 1970s recently dumped President Robert Mugabe, saying he is largely to blame for the country's current social, economic, and political problems. Former Vice President Joyce Mujuru claims that President Mugabe has dumped war veterans and he is a difficult person to work with in government. South African police and the Police National Army descends on Zimbabwean protesters trying to shut down the main border post linking the nation with Zimbabwe. Organizers of the protest say at least 6,000 people gathered at the Messina border post early this morning and were forced to temporarily leave the place after police and the army ordered them to disperse. Members of the public react to an order by the Posts and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe for mobile phone companies to stop free airtime promotions as local people use social media to criticize the government. And Christy Coventry has failed to reach the final of the 100-meter backstroke. We will give you an update on the 2000 Olympic game. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about the conflict between President Robert Mugabe and war veterans as Zimbabwe commemorates Heroes Day. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.